So here's a prayer. And I want to just lead this into a prayer of invitation, if you would, for the Holy Spirit in your life. But my point being to encourage all of us to pray. To encourage that if where you work, if there's a person that's a Christ follower, or you work for a place that don't allow prayer, or an invitation for a prayer, you know, you can pray quietly. You don't have to jump up on your desk and proclaim the gospel. But if there's somebody in your neighborhood, in your family, that is a Christ follower, share with them the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because there's a lot of people that are just out there and they have a faith relationship, but they don't have the power that God can give us if they just accept and understand what the Holy Spirit is in their life. So here's a prayer of invitation that I want to bring to you. Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit into our lives without resistance. And I need your help, because apart from you, I cannot stand. And thank you for your abiding presence, your great power, and your mercy. Give us all an understanding heart that we may be able to serve the living God with joy and freedom in our life. Body, soul, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Give us an opportunity to share that with others. Sometimes we believe, but we don't come into what we used to call the full gospel. We want people to be able to know the gift and the love of God, yes, through Jesus Christ, but more importantly, through the Holy Spirit that he left behind for us individually to help and to encourage each other. In Yeshua's precious name, amen. So if he can do it for Peter and give him the strength that he needs, and he can do it for Samson, he certainly will do it for us if we just receive.